Today's episode is brought to you by Nomad, voted the Flathead's best manufacturer. Nomad is a longtime supporter of the local community and sports scene, celebrating 20 years of building great careers and mission-focused custom vehicles. Nomad, a Montana-based company making a global impact. Visit nomadgcs.com for more info. That's nomadgcs.com for more information. Welcome back to another episode of the Interlake Sports Now. I'm Josh Dugan, and thank you, as always, for taking the time to check out the show. We'll start out this week with a pair of sports briefs from last week, and then we'll jump into some All-State softball accolades and round this thing out with a recap and some video from the Glacier Range Riders' first homestand of the season, including a post-game interview with the Range Riders outfielder, Cruz Taylor, who drove in the winning run for the Range Riders in their home opener last Tuesday night at Glacier Bank Ballpark. All right, the first brief should garner some attention from our Valley youth and high school football players, as former NFL quarterback and Flathead Brave Brock Osweiler is hosting a football camp this summer, and spots are still available for the Brock Osweiler individual camps set for July 1st at Legend Stadium in Kalispell. The football camp for grades 4th through 8th runs from 9:30 a.m. to noon, and the grades 9 through 12 camp will be in the afternoon from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Registration is online at fhsbravesfootball.com. Questions may be directed to fhsbravesfootball@gmail.com. Great opportunity here in the Valley to pick up some football knowledge from somebody who has had success at the highest level of his respective sport, and to make it that much cooler, he's an alumni of the school. He'll be hosting the event at Legend Stadium down the street from Flathead. You get the gist of it, but great opportunity. And, you know, kudos to Osweiler and the Braves for giving these kids the opportunity to get out there and soak up some knowledge from somebody who, like I said, has done it at the highest level. Next up, former Mission head football coach Carson Oakland was recently named the head football coach at Polson High. Oakland confirmed the move on Twitter May 25th. He replaced Caden Glinsman, who took the head coaching position at Emporia High School in Kansas. Glinsman went 26-12 in 4 seasons at Polson, and the Pirates reached the State A semifinals the last 2 years. Oakland, last year, he took Mission to the 8-man state title game. They went 13-1, and it was their first trip to the 8-man state championship since 1948. They did ultimately lose the game, but the accomplishment nonetheless is worth appreciating. So Oakland does have a history of success, and although he was coaching in a different class, he's familiar with the level of talent and success Polson is familiar with having, so he's going to be ready for that role. We expect success early from Oakland in his new role over at Polson. Looking forward to seeing him call the shots on the sidelines for the Pirates after a successful run at Mission. All right, keeping this thing rocking and rolling, All-State softball action here. With the Class AA softball team being announced, the Glacier Wolfpack took home 3 spots on that team after taking home the 2023 State AA Softball Championship. Senior Emma Cook and juniors Ella Farrell and Kennedy Godet were named first team all-conference in voting by the Western AA coaches. All first team picks are also all-state selections. Farrell, who went 12-2 with a 2.3 earned run average with the pack, was named the Western AA's Defensive Player of the Year as well. Shout out to Farrell on her hard work and accomplishments on the diamond. She struck out 124 hitters in 106 and 2/3 innings, while Glacier went 20-3. And like I said, they won that state title, which was their first since 2015. Godet plays second base. She hit 462 with 6 homers and 21 runs batted in and scored a team-high 39 runs, while Cook played right field, hit 423 with 6 home runs and 32 RBIs. Had a chance to make it out to a Glacier game where both Cook and Godet hit one out, and another one where Farrell hit a bomb. So all 3 of them good hitters. And speaking of Farrell hitting, she also led the pack in hitting with a 486 average. She led the team in homers with 7 and runs batted in with 42. So whether it was on the mound or at the plate, great year for Farrell. Making second team All-Western AA for Glacier were catcher Kaz Ronkowski, shortstop Nekiah Persinger, who were both sophomores. Ronkowski hit 427 and Persinger 413. So look forward to a big junior year from them. Flathead had sophomore outfielder Mackenzie Brandt on the second team as well. She hit 472 to help the Bravettes make their first state AA tournament since 2007. Congratulations to all of our Class AA athletes who had their name called on the All-State accolades. Next up, let's get to our Valley softball players from the Class A ranks who had their names called on those All-State lists. Three members of the Columbia Falls Wildcats State Championship team made the cut, with Sid Mann, Maddie Moultrie, and Hayden Peters all being named All-State selections in voting by the Northwest A coaches. The coaches picked a 10-player All-Northwest A first team, and eight of those athletes were named All-State. Columbia Falls had a heck of a squad. No surprise to see a few names called. Moultrie pitched all 26 innings for the Wildcats at State while striking out 37 and only allowing 20 hits, 11 walks, and 7 earned runs. 26 innings of work, that is impressive. Mann played shortstop and finished the year with 6 home runs and 39 RBIs. And Mann will be off to play Division I ball next year, while Peters, the Cats' third baseman, batted 8 for 14 at the state tourney, raising her season average to 5.54. She hit her 9th and 10th home runs of the season at State and ended the year with 56 RBIs. That is a lot of offense generated by Peters. A lot of runs batted in. Rounding out the squad from the local area was Libby pitcher Mackenzie Foss, Polson's catcher Carly Maley, in infielder McKenna Hansen, also of Polson, and last but not least, Ronan second baseman Kaylee Benson and K-Dance Santos. Filling out the all-conference first team were Polson's, Samantha Rensfold and Columbia Falls first baseman Kira Trankel. Congratulations to all of our local All-State softball selections. Nothing but excitement there. Two state champions in the local area. No surprise to see a lot of names making the postseason lists. All right, our local pro baseball team, the Glacier Range Riders, off to a hot start this year and just capped off their first homestand of the season at Glacier Bank Ballpark with a 5-1 win over the Rocky Mountain Vibes. That's two straight series that went the Range Riders way here in the Valley. Awesome to see the team off to such a strong start, and the home crowd was definitely there showing out. The Riders, they picked up a 5-1 victory Sunday, and that was thanks to some strong pitching from Tanner Solomon, who went 6 innings while striking out 6 and allowing 1 run. The Riders' pen then shut out the Vibes with Andrew Holweger, Ryan Cloud, and Justin Coleman each throwing a scoreless inning. Lights out performance from the Riders' pen. The Vibes jumped out to a 1-0 lead in that one. In the top of the first, Carson Maxwell hit a home run to left center, but the Range Riders responded in the bottom half of the inning with a run of their own when Gabe Howell came around to score on a Jackson Raper single. The Riders would get back at it again pretty quick here as they tacked on another run in the second after Mason Dennison singled. They came around to score on an air. All of a sudden, Range Riders, they take the lead. They got a little momentum. It's a day game. The home crowd's getting into it. And in the third inning, the Range Riders, they got a power surge when Eddie McCabe launched a 2-run homer to left field, making things 4-1, hit a moonshot. And then Dennison did the rest of the damage at the plate for the Riders when he blasted a solo homer in the fourth inning that traveled 421 feet, according to the Range Riders' Twitter. I was at that game, and that one was a blast to dead center. Unfortunately, did not get any video for that one. From there, Solomon and the Riders' pen were lights out, allowing only 2 hits over the final 5 innings. It's a tough thing to do, to pitch in the Pioneer League. So many great hitters, and it's impressive when you come in and limit a team to one run in the fashion that they did. Great performance from the Riders on the mound. Before we look ahead to the Range Riders' upcoming schedule, let's rewind it to last Tuesday night, where the hometown team won their home opener versus the Billings Mustang in storybook fashion. Another game I was at, and this was an epic one. Let's recap it real quick. The Range Riders faced an 8-0 deficit early, and things looked bleak as the Riders were down 12-3 entering the bottom of the sixth when Benjamin Fitzgerald belted a solo home run to start the Range Rider rally. They followed that up with 4 runs in the seventh and 4 more in the eighth to make things 12-12 entering the top of the ninth, and Glacier relief pitcher John Natale used a strikeout and a pitcher's best friend, the double play, to keep things tied at 12 apiece heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Riders would come to the plate with an opportunity to walk it off in front of the home crowd. Bottom of the ninth, tie game, and guess what? You know, they put together a base hit, a Mustang's air, and used an intentional walk to load the bases for the Riders, and Cruz Taylor stepped to the plate with one out and an opportunity to walk it off in front of the home crowd in the opener here in the Valley, and Cruz Taylor did just that. On a broken bat, infield single, Taylor drove in the winning run to send the home crowd into a frenzy, and the celebration was on from Taylor and his Range Riders teammates. Pure electricity at Glacier Bank Ballpark last Tuesday night. I had a chance to speak with Cruz Taylor after the game. epic stuff.
Heck of a ball game, but Cruz, that's what it's all about. Stepping to the plate with a chance to win in front of the home crowd. Just your thoughts, what a ball game.
Yeah, man, all the way around. We started a little slow. They came out, they were swinging it really well. But as the game went on, man, we just kept playing our game. We pieced it together. And that was a heck of an opening night. We started swinging it right there towards the end of the game, and we came out on top. Man, we gave the fans what they wanted. They were here. They were loud. And it was a lot of fun.
That was an epic comeback win for the Riders to start out the season. Thank you again for Taylor for taking the time to speak with me after the game. The adrenaline was definitely pumping. You could see on the camera there, I was still practically shaking right there. Probably because of a long day in the sun, not drinking enough water, or eating, so I'm all pumped up watching baseball. But, I mean, had the electricity in the ballpark. The home crowd was going berserk. It just had a special environment, and what a comeback win to start out the season and really create a buzz around the team here in the Valley. I got to mention, imagine when the Range Riders get the opportunity down the road to host a home playoff game. I'm getting a little too far ahead of myself. I do that quite often on the show, but I'm certain the energy in that ballpark will be pure electricity when that time comes. Next up for the Range Riders is a 9-game road trip that will feature 6 games in Billings starting June 6th and then a 3-game set with the Missoula Paddleheads starting June 13th. One last Range Riders note. I saw the team is doing a post-game fireworks show July 1st to celebrate the 4th of July since they'll be on the road on the actual date. Just throwing it out there a few weeks in advance. So all you baseball fans or somebody who just wants to see some fireworks, that should be a great night of fun in the Valley and a great night to go watch some pro baseball. So you won't want to miss that one if you're a Range Riders fan. Gotta love that opportunity. So that being said, it was a very quick show this week, and that is going to do it for this week's Interleague Lake Sports Now. On next week's show, we'll check back in on how the Range Riders fared on their road trip, take a glance at the NCAA Track and Field Championships in Austin, Texas, to see how former Flathead Brave Ben Perrin did while competing for the Bobcats. And don't be surprised if slowly but surely the football-related headlines start making a comeback as summer really heats up, because as soon as that 4th of July comes, next thing you know, football is right around the corner. We're almost there. So everybody, you have a great week. It was a quick show, action-packed. Shout out the Range Riders for putting on a show for the home crowd in that opener and closing out the series with a win against the Vibes. Really looking forward to this season. We'll keep you updated next week how the Riders fared on the road, and looking forward to them getting back home mid-June, end of June, with four series against the Paddleheads. Should be a lot of fun. All right, everybody. As always, I'm Josh Dugan, and I'm out. Have a good one. Today's episode is brought to you by Nomad, one of the Flatheads' best manufacturer. Nomad is a longtime supporter of the local community and sports scene, celebrating 20 years of building great careers in mission-focused custom vehicles. Nomad, a Montana-based company making a global impact. Visit nomadgcs.com for more info. That's nomadgcs.com for more information.